Ilhan Omar accused of Christianophobia over viral air prayer clip remarks. By Joshua Klein on April 17, 2022. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, suffered backlash online, with some accusing the Congresswoman of anti-Christian sentiment. In response to her remarks over a video of passengers singing Christian music on a plane. In the now viral video, captioned Worshiping Jesus 30,000 Feet in the Air, passengers are seen singing a popular Christian worship song from within an airliner, though its full context is unclear. The Minnesota Muslim congresswoman, responding to the clip, wrote, "I think my family and I should have a prayer session next time I am on a plane. How do you think it will end?" According to TMZ, the clip was originally posted by Jack Gentz Jr., the founder of Kingdom Realm Ministries, who has been assisting Ukrainian refugees in Europe along with his congregation. The clip had nearly 30 million views as of Sunday night. In response to her tweet, Omar was blasted by many who took to Twitter to call out the Somalia-born congresswoman. "I think you should shut up and stop being a bigot," wrote conservative author and lawyer Kurt Schlichter. "My answer would get me banned," wrote Laverne Spicer, a former Republican congressional candidate in Florida. Ilhan Omar at Ilhan MN attacks a group of Christian volunteers on an EasyJet flight in Europe delivering aid to Ukraine. "Because they're singing," wrote activist and businessman Avi Kaner. "She has no idea about what transpired and whether or not it was approved. But it's suddenly about her," he added. "Why does this person who lives free and liberated because of the compassion of our country not appreciate that we're a Judeo-Christian society uniquely founded to protect those of all faiths?" wrote talk radio host Joe Pags Pagliarulo. "Why does she constantly denigrate the place that offered her so much?" he asked. "Praying for her. I spent decades flying in the Middle East. We weren't even allowed to bring Bibles into the countries or worship. This sort of impromptu singing would turn into arrests and imprisonment," wrote former congressional Republican candidate and Air Force pilot Buzz Patterson. "I'll celebrate our freedoms here. You do you," he added. "Some people sang things," he wrote in another tweet, referencing Omar's referring to the 9/11 terror attacks as a day in which some people did something during her infamous keynote address at a private fundraiser for the Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, of Greater Los Angeles. "I doubt that people would care one bit. It's the slitting of throats with box cutters and flying jetliners into buildings that we have an issue with. Next question," wrote conservative commentator Todd Starnes. "Leftist politician sneers at Christians," wrote Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton. "Stop with the Christian phobia, Congresswoman," wrote conservative author and YouTube personality Mark Dice. "If someone yelled Allahu Akbar, the first freak out. You'd freak out and any Muslim would freak out given the fact we still have many radical Islamists in our religion. Hezbollah, ISIS, Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, etc. All would love to hijack a plane for another 9/11, who we kidding?" wrote former Miss Iraq Sarah Edan. "Instead of trying to blame Americans if you consider yourself a Muslim leader. This says a lot about the problem. Let's try to fix the issue that makes our religion look bad. We need reform. You need to be as vocal and take actions to end extremism and their anti-West ideology," she wrote in another tweet. Qatar, a country you're very familiar with, plays Islamic prayers on the intercom before takeoff on their planes. "They have a designated prayer area and coordinates for Mecca are posted on the screens," wrote Cicely Davis, a GOP challenger to Representative Ilhan Omar. "It's no problem. The issue is you hate Christians and Jews and lots of Muslims," she added. Naturally, Ilhan Omar decided to attack Christians on Easter, wrote Mike Davis, founder and president of the Internet Accountability Project, IAP. Omar has a history of controversy, having been accused repeatedly of being anti-Semitic and anti-American. Representative Guy Reese-Kenthaler, RPA, blasted Omar in June after the congresswoman equated the United States and Israel to Hamas terrorists and the Taliban, claiming she was unfit to serve in Congress. "Omar is an anti-Semite who hates America and hates American troops," he said. "She has no place serving in Congress." Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.